Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Give Up the Ghost by Juliet Blackwell, narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. It's hard to ruin a Pacific Heights mansion. After all, it's Pacific Heights. One of San Francisco's nicest neighborhoods, Pacific Heights straddles the crest of one of the city's many hills and offers world-class views of the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay, the Palace of Fine Arts, and Sausalito. In the late 1800s, following the gold rush and the acquisition of California, when robber barons were exploiting workers and stealing land to make their fortunes, this is where many of them chose to spend their ill-gotten gains, on the mansion studding this hill, one after the other, like a lineup of enormous 10-bedroom, 5-bath, turreted, multi-story wooden stucco beauty queens, historic testaments to taste, craftsmanship, wealth, and ruthlessness. But I had to hand it to Andrew Flint, the 50-ish plump, rather pallid man standing with me in the foyer. The mansion called Crosswinds now gleamed with the sleek, plastic-feeling newness of a really expensive, really modern, really wretched remodel. A remodel plagued by ghosts, apparently. "It cost me millions to bring this place into the 21st century," Flint said as I struggled to rein in my distaste. I have been told before that I don't have much of a poker face. "Wasn't easy to bring it up to snuff. Used to be nothing but acres of dark wood paneling in here. Can you say gloomy?" He nudged me with his elbow and pointed. "Take a look at that fireplace around. Blue Brazilian granite. Cost me boku bucks, I don't mind telling you. Sleek, simple, real class, something like that. You should have seen the original. Carved limestone with, get this, cupids." He shook his balding head. "So kitschy." "I grunted my go-to response when I was busy biting."